Welcome to the Mind Over Matter podcast with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe and leave me a review. This podcast is designed to help open your awareness to the truth of who you are, a limitless being. You are worthy and deserving of an abundant and prosperous life. It's time to peel back the false beliefs and live the life you dream about. For additional resources or to contact me directly, please visit my website, heatherhakes.com. Welcome to episode number 596. In today's podcast, I am sharing with you how to stop manic manifesting. What that simply means is if you are going after goals and you are trying and struggling and efforting, that means you're going about it the hard way. I want to help you reroute and get into alignment with your desire, because guess what? When you understand that it's all an energy game, life flows naturally and easily. Today, I want to start off by defining manic manifesting. What does that even mean? And are you doing it? Manic manifesting is when there's something that you want, but it comes from very fear-based. You want something, you need something, money, a specific person. But what happens is by manic manifesting, you are actually repelling your desire. You are creating a separation and gap, and ultimately you're going to repel it and stay exactly where you're at. Today, I want to share with you how to stop manic manifesting, how to detach from your desires and become a vibrational match, because I'm telling you, you can have, be, do, experience anything you want in this lifetime when you become a vibrational match. So what I want to share with you is how to let go of manic manifesting, how to get out of your own way, and instead step into becoming a master manifester of your reality. I was coined this term. It was back in 2016. I joined an online group. This is still when I was working in corporate, but I was making my way out. Pardon the interruption. If this content is resonating with you, please be sure to leave a 5-star review. I want to offer you some additional resources. Visit my website, heatherhakes.com, and sign up for my free video training on how to reprogram your subconscious mind. I also offer one-on-one coaching. I will help you create clarity and a roadmap so you can live the life you dream about. Best part? Everything I teach, you can start implementing right now. To learn more and apply, visit heatherhakes.com. Now, back to regular programming. And I joined this Dream Starter program, How to Leave Your 9-to-5. And I remember learning and joining these other females, the person leading it coined me that. She's like, Heather, you're a master manifester. And I am. But guess what? We all are. There are plenty of experiences in life in which you have, quote, manifested or experienced something quickly and easily. But I don't want that to be a one-off from you. This can be an everyday thing. When you understand the game of energetics, when you understand the vibrational universe in which we live, it literally becomes a game. And then when you come from the perspective and the mindset, all right, this is the game of life. How am I going to play it? How am I going to not be a pawn, but instead be a king, right? So here's where I want to start. Nikola Tesla's infamous quote is, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, you have to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So I want to start there. At a very high level, we live in an energetic universe. You are an energetic being. Your thoughts, as Dr. Joe Dispenza teaches us, your thoughts are the energetic frequency putting a vibration out, and your emotions and feelings are the magnetic force drawing experiences back to you. That's why science is teaching us how you have to have brain and heart coherence. You have to be thinking and feeling in alignment with your desire. Here's what happens for most and why you're struggling and efforting and trying so hard to get that significant other, to better your health, to get more money. It's because you've created this gap and you're coming from the wrong energetic frequency. You're coming from the wrong vibration. Here's the thing. When you want, when you need, it means you don't have. And the key to manifesting, as anybody in this industry teaches you, especially back from Neville Goddard teachings, you have to live from the end. You have to be that energetic frequency and vibration now. So let me explain it in terms of money. If you are broke and living in lack, limitation, scarcity, fear around money, that is one energetic frequency. And your desire, of course, you're going to want to move away from that. But when you're manic manifesting, trying to get more money, living in these fear-based vibrations, you're going to continue to repel it. So you literally have to move into, I like to think of it as almost like a state of delusion. You have to completely let go of all of your current circumstances. It doesn't matter if you're broke or in debt or just getting by. You have to understand that your current circumstances today have been built from past thinking and being. Remember, life is a mirror. So if you understand that and you want to stop the momentum and go, okay, whoa, wait a minute. I've created my financial state as where I'm at today based on how I was thinking and feeling yesterday and the day before that and last week and the previous 3 months, okay? So what you have to do is to stop the momentum, draw a line in the sand, and this is where you get clear, right? This is when you use your conscious mind, which is 5% of the picture. So you now have a conscious desire. You want financial freedom. You want abundance. You want a specific dollar in your amount. Perfect. Great. That's what's called a new potential in the quantum field, which is unlimited, infinite potentials. But you've now created clarity that you want this new potential. So now, how do you get from where you are, broke, single, looking for a job, into financial freedom, a loving relationship, and gainfully employed? How do you close this gap? How do you stop manic manifesting? What you have to do is literally imagine, use the power of visualization, but you can close your eyes in sensory deprivation. Do this in the morning, do this in the evening. There are two prime opportunities every single day when you can consciously impress on your subconscious mind what you want to express in your reality. This is when you're in theta brainwave state. Now you can get to this theta brainwave state on your own throughout the day. It's just a bit more difficult. But first thing in the morning and before bed, you are naturally in theta brainwave state. This is when your analytical mind, it's the door between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. This is when the analytical mind opens up, and now you can put your conscious desires through thinking and feeling, impressing, right? It's like planting the seed in your mental garden of this financial abundance, of this loving relationship, of this health, travel experience, home, whatever it is that you desire. And when you are thinking and feeling from the end, when you are embodying that state as though it's already yours, that is how life's, quote, synchronicities and serendipities come your way. So Dr. Joe Dispenza, from a scientific angle, teaches you don't go anywhere to get it, right? That's manic manifesting, trying to make something happen, struggling and efforting in the doing. Instead, when you are living from, you have the clear intention and you've already embodied that end emotion, love, joy, gratitude, abundance, freedom, whatever that empowered state or emotion may be. When you are already thinking and feeling from that, you now move into a vibrational state in which it matches your desire. That's why the how and the when are never your job. In order to get out of your own way, in order to stop repelling what you want, that is your only job. Your only task is two things. Get clear on what you want and be a vibrational match and energetic alignment to your end goal. That's when you have to detach. You have to let go of the stress, the worry. An ounce of doubt will keep it out. When you detach, I like to think of all of my manifestations I do, I think of them as experiments. I have fun with them. I get clear on what I want. I embody the feelings. I practice that. And then I go about my day living in excited anticipation of how it's going to come my way, how that business opportunity is going to come to me, how the travel surprise is going to come to me, how the fill in the blank is going to come to me. And this is exactly what you have to do for your life. You get clear on what you want. You become a vibrational match. And then you get out of your own way and let it come to you. Now, let me give you a real world experience on how to put this into play. I've done this dozens upon dozens of times. And I have lots of fun ones, but one that's coming to mind right now is back in December of 2017, I set the clear intention that I wanted to live in San Diego. Now, my conscious mind, my 3D mind was, I started looking at jobs online and like, how could I make it happen? But I know better. So I stopped doing that and I let go. And I was like, no. There is a way that this could be effortless, that this could be fun. So all I did, December of 2017, I got clear. I wanted to live in San Diego and I let go. A few weeks later, January of 2018, a friend of mine that I had met a few months prior reached out. Hey, Heather, I'm going to be living in Costa Rica all summer of 2018. Do you want to come to San Diego and run Stoked Yogi for me? So Stoked Yogi was a stand-up paddleboard company based in San Diego, and I had gone through her SUP yoga certification program. Do you see how I got clear on wanting to live in San Diego? She reached out to me, offered me an employment. Then I took inspired action to find a home. And where I ended up living, I could not have planned it when I took inspired action because now I had the opportunity in place. Then I went and posted on Facebook, does anybody know anybody in San Diego? A friend connected me to a friend who happened to have a 3-bedroom townhome. I got to live on the bottom floor. I had my own bedroom, my own bathroom, my own entrance for $800 a month, which is unheard of. First of all, in California, but especially in San Diego. I lived right on Mission Bay, across from the ocean, no deposits, no year-long commitments. I got to go. I lived there for 3 months teaching paddleboard yoga, living on the bay, across from the ocean. It was an amazing experience. So I want you to put this into play. As I always preach, knowledge alone is not power. Just listening to this, just watching this doesn't make you a master manifester, but putting this into play does. So remember and comment this below. What are your two tasks? Your only jobs are one, get clear and specific on your desire. Two, become a vibrational match through your thoughts and your feelings as though it already is. And then you step back, you let go, and you let the universe surprise you. I would love to hear from you. Number one, what is it? What are you trying to manifest at this time? Comment down below and then come back to this video. I want to hear your manifesting stories on how it came your way. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. I'd love it if you could leave me a review and remember to subscribe and share this episode with your friends. If you haven't yet, connect with me on the social platforms. You can add me on Instagram at heather.hakes and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll catch you on the next episode.